Cannonshots could be heard in Ameliasburg, Prince Edward County over the past weekend as reenactors gathered to enjoy their hobby and share their passion of history with the public. These groups of people reenact time periods of the past by dressing up in costumes of the era and living the lifestyle of the time period. Reenactors go all over the country, the U.S., and sometimes abroad to take part in historic reenacting events. For the first time, the group is boycotting events in the United States due to national turmoil, border crossing concerns, and loyalty to Canada. So this year, they are focusing on gatherings across the province and Quebec. At this event, the reenactors were representing soldiers from the American Revolution by wearing the appropriate costumes and demonstrating a period authentic canon. With a fierce wind blowing in the background at times, I spoke with several reenactors about their hobby and plans for future travel to events. But first up is Jonathan Bradshaw portraying a soldier who talks about reenacting.
Getting thousands of people on the field at the same time just doesn't happen anymore. So we bring the authentic weaponry, the authentic uniforms, and we try to recreate the spirit of the battle, at least, if not the actual size of the battle.
And where do you do this?
We've traveled all over the place. We have guys that have fought in Europe during the Napoleonic battles. We actually went as far as Puerto Rico one year to attack the oldest fortification in North America, which is, surprisingly enough, in Puerto Rico. And they were celebrating down there, so we went down there in our northern wool uniforms and fought in the tropics. It was a very hot day.
Not bad. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since 2008. And we do quite a few different timelines. So we have events that are scheduled in the States. We have events that are scheduled in Canada, in Quebec. We have no intention of going to events in the States right now. We have a full slate of events in Canada and Quebec.
Another soldier and his wife, Robert and Marty, talk about their experience.
Oh, my name is Robert.
And how long have you been doing this?
About 45 years.
45 years. Mm. And ma'am, yourself?
My name is Marty. I've been doing this 12.
Hmm. And how did you become interested in this, sir?
I'm involved. I lived in Prescott, downriver from here, and there's a Parks Canada site there, Fort Wellington National Historic Site. I volunteered there as a child and it sort of came naturally after that.
And yourself, ma'am?
Saw an event in Prescott at Fort Wellington, and my son at the time was interested, so we decided to investigate.
And do you go around, go around with the actors and
Yeah, from events? Time to time. I've traveled as far east as Louisbourg and Cape Breton, down to Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, places like that.
Yeah. Do you think you'll be doing any reenacting in the United States anytime soon?
Not in the next 3.5 years, no. At least.
There is often a wide variety of reenactors that accompany each other. Glenn Mache portrays a trapper, and he tells us more. So how did you get started with this, sir?
I was a scout leader down through Toronto, and we headed down to Fort, and I walked into the fort with my scout troop, and in the corner of the fort, there was a teepee, two buckskinners, and I said, that's my calling. Prior to that, I used to watch Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone in black and white. And I said, one day I shall do that. Now here I am.
And how many years later?
Been doing this for 35 years, if not more.
And you still love it?
It's my passion. This is how I relax from society.
And how often do you do this?
As many as I can. But they're getting so few in between. We're losing some events due to complications or other issues. They fold, and it's getting harder to get to find more and more. The military ones are getting bigger, and us buckskinners are getting smaller and age, but I won't quit.
So I would imagine you've taken this to the United States. Will you be doing that again?
Not with the issues today at the border crossing. It's not feasible to go across. Cost-wise and politic-wise, it's stay home and support our own country is more fun. And we're trying to create more of these. It is possible. Mm-hmm. It just... where? And that's the issue.
Yeah. They do it, I think, here. Do they do it here every year?
Every year for the last 31 years. I'm one of the original four founders of this event.
Wow.
I have the newspaper clipping, and the museum has a 25-year anniversary scrapbook. And I'm on the front page with my three colleagues doing the final presentation for the press 2 weeks before this event started.
Wow.
And it's been strong all this time.
Yeah.
And it's good for the museum, it's good for the neighborhood. You know, it draws in people.
Mm-hmm.
And people are impressed with this, because we're showing the lifestyle before modern days.
Yes.
And all of us, we volunteer for this, our own expense, and we enjoy it. It's what you call a primitive camping, per se.
And Sue is a pioneer woman reenacting with the group.
Oh, my name is Sue.
And how did you become interested in this?
Oh, as friends that have been involved for quite a long time. There are people that have been doing reenactments for over 30 years. So one time I went out with a friend to see what they were doing and what it was about. And in order to stay for a potluck, we had to be period correct dress. So there was somebody that was having some outfits. So I got myself some outfits because I wanted to be there. And that was how it started. So then we came to Ameliasburg as the first rendezvous. And our kit wasn't exactly what we have seen here, because we have quite a number of pans and shelves and tables and lanterns, and was a little bit more rudimentary. We got to know the friends and then got to know where other reenactments were, got involved with a little bit of history, and the rest is history.
It was an interesting afternoon, and although the reenactment folks are disappointed that they will not attend American events anytime soon, they love what they do and look forward to all the Canadian events this summer. For the local journalism initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.